Thank you, Richard. Thank you all for coming. Thank you to Richard and Justin and Daryl and Nick and everyone else that's been a part of putting this together. Thank you so much for coming to beautiful Concord, New Hampshire. I am speaking here under the statue of Daniel Webster, who I was just told apparently beat up the devil. And I promise you, as a solemn promise to the American people, that when elected, I too will go and beat up the devil. That has pulled well. I pulled it very briefly just now. It focus grouped really well. We are against the devil. Folks, I'm going to keep my speech pretty short and sweet. I say that every time, that never happens. But I'm going to keep it short and sweet, and then I'm going to do some Q&A. I'd be happy to answer any questions you have. Folks, who here is ready to take back their power? Clapping or your hand up is acceptable. Who here is ready to stop the Republican, Democrat, crony gravy train that we have right now, where we are robbed of trillions of dollars to give to billionaires who bought and paid for people to be in office? Who here is ready to create a freer and happier and safer society by taking our power back? Folks, that's what Joe and I want. That's why we're voting. That's why we're running for president, vice president, because we have seen what the Republicans and Democrats have done with their exclusive control of every lever of power of government in this country for over 160 years. And we see what they've done with that control. They've used it to rob you of your power. They've used it to rob you of your wealth. They've used it to rob you of your money. And what do they do with that money? They use it to enrich themselves and those well-heeled, politically connected billionaire cronies who have bought and paid for them to be in office. And that has led to the harmful and abusive and inequitable outcomes that we have come to know and love in the Republicans. That's why Joe and I are running, because we recognize that we're never going to fix this with the people who created the problem. We're never going to fix this with the policies, with doubling down on the policies that created these problems and made them worse. The only way we're going to be able to fix this is by completely dismantling every single tyrannical, oppressive, and infringing policy that the Republicans have put forward. That's why Joe and I are running, and that is why we vote Libertarian.